For last week, we are supposed to tell of someone who we know who helped someone else. And in Mexico, there was a man whose name was Don Alejo, and he took care of this old lady who was named Doña Mago, and she was blind.
Peter and John Finney gave the dead news.
I thought we were supposed to just get an example. Anyway, I got Mother Teresa. She was taking care of all the sick and the orphans, and she just devoted her life to that.
My brother in Mexico, there's this man that he knows is really poor that takes care of dogs, and he helps him out and gives him dog food for his dogs and stuff.
When we lived in Oklahoma, Dad used to go to the Cimarron Jail and with some of the other men in the church down there and have a Bible study with the people in jail.
I remember a couple years ago when we lived in Oklahoma, we had a neighbor who had really bad cancer, and one Sunday, Dad and Mom stayed home to help him and his wife.
Lately, Sister Carol has been away from her home up there in Pennsylvania, and she's living with her daughter, I think, taking care of her daughter's children or something like that. But anyway, her house, she's trying to sell it, but it was all neglected and in real bad shape, and the grass was like knee high, and she was asking people, trying to get people to help her out because she wasn't even there, and her son was in jail. And she asked some people from a church around there if they could come and help, but they didn't. They had their excuses. And then here, this one lady, I think it was a lady anyway, she that knew Sister Carol, she and her husband went there and they mowed the lawn and cleaned things up, so Sister Carol was real happy about that.
Brother that Roger was talking about, Damian, he always just goes around and helps people a lot, and just there have been times that he's almost done it, that it just gets at him too much almost, and that's just a good example for us. And also, just thinking of Brother David, goes around and visits all the people in old people's home, and they look forward to seeing him, and that's a real help to those people.
We have a neighbor lady that she lives by herself, and her daughter used to live with her, and she has a divorced woman. She has like five or six little kids, and she always went to work every day, and her grandma took care of them and the house and mowed the yard, and Mom would always take them food and give them stuff, and me and Chad would go up there and mow the yard a lot, but help out. There's a guy that used to work for Dad years ago when he did excavating or whatever. He went to jail. Some guy said he shot at him with the gun, but he said he didn't. But he went to jail for 6 or 8 months. It was a while. And the guy finally told the police or whatever that he just heard a shot. He didn't know who it was. And Dad asked the guy if he had any ill feelings towards the guy. And he said, no, I don't. I was forgiving.
I was thinking about all the people that we have housed, and particularly, you know, various individuals in the church have opened their homes to people, young men like myself, and people have opened their homes to people from all different kinds of backgrounds and who may or may not have even continued in the faith, and just the willingness to, you know, help those people. And like I said, including myself, the brothers have given me a place to stay so many times, and I was just thinking, you know, that's a real testimony to being willing to give up your own space for somebody else, and just to see the willingness to help other people, and especially those of the household of faith, like the Bible says. But not only that, but people that are just strangers and them, to give them a place to stay and give them a chance to, and really not only a place to stay, but things to do, like work to do, and a place to be involved in living. And so I was reminiscing, and that's a real blessing. So thank you all.
Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity we have to meet together. Pray for Carol Myers, for the hardship she's going through. Pray that you help her family. And also for Wilbur and Taylor and their families. So, traveling, visiting. In Jesus' name. For Matthew 26. Sorrowful, and each one of them began to say to him, Lord, is it I? And he said, and he answered and said, "He who dipped his hand with me in the dish will drink. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good if that man had never been born." Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, "Rabbi, is it I?" And he said to him, "You have said it." Yeah, man. Also noticed that Judas full well knew that he was the one that was going to betray Jesus. And yet he called a friend, and then he asked him if he was going to betray him. Yeah. That just shows how big trickery can be, too. I mean, you wouldn't even think he would have asked him. You wouldn't even think he should be there, you know, for his own conscience sake. He was. Number 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took the bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said to them, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink of this fruit from the vine from now until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had summoned him, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And then after Jesus knew that it was Judas, he still had communion with him. I think that's where I'll leave it, because he's got a lot of verses in it.
I guess for the boys' lesson, we can have something about the dangers of money or even greed. Something about that story. Something about Subway or somewhere in that.